Good morning, Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We have our first story about the Rivers Casino set to host a mass vaccination clinic tomorrow.
Yeah, so this will be the second one of these big clinics in just 5 days in Schenectady County. Schenectady County Health held one on Sunday at Rivers Casino. It was fully sold out. It was a great turnout, and things went very smoothly. So yesterday afternoon, we heard that they got another 1,000-plus doses of Pfizer COVID vaccine. So they're saying they're going to do it again this Thursday. They've actually expanded the eligibility a little bit, and this is based on the governor's expansion yesterday. So for the first time starting today, New Yorkers age 60 and older are going to be eligible for the shot. So they're taking reservations online for tomorrow's event. And one of my colleagues yesterday got right online when she found out about it and got an appointment. So things are starting to really open up with getting the vaccine out there. And it's open to anybody really around here, not just Schenectady County residents.
From there, we're going to talk about a Luther Forest warehouse distribution plan that's moved forward. What's the plan?
So the plan is, and we're not exactly sure, but the main proposal here is for some of these massive warehouse distribution centers that a lot of us are becoming familiar with. And on Monday night, a developer from Indianapolis talked to the town board about his plans, and they're talking about they want permission to build 5 of these massive warehouses, and they're just huge. Each individual warehouse is the size of 4 or 5 football fields, so big stuff. They're talking about a build-out that would eventually bring 2,500 jobs to the tech campus, and this would be a change of the zoning. That tech campus, for those of the listeners who remember, about 20 years ago, they zoned it to be able to put in the chip fab plant there, and Global Foundries is there, but there hasn't been the build out of these ancillary businesses that town fathers were hoping for. And so this is an expansion. It would meet a zoning change. The really interesting thing that we're paying attention to here is this developer is best known in this area for building an Amazon distribution plant down in Skodak. And so the gentleman who spoke to the town board at a workshop on Monday didn't say who the potential tenants would be, but he said they have a long list of prospects and they're hoping to move very quickly and so that they would go forward. The process is proceeding very quickly. The county will start reviewing it and the town will do an environmental review later this month. But it seems like at least the town boards and the developer are really eager to get going quickly on this and move forward.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Thank you.
Thank you, David.